It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
With the year quickly coming to a close and Christmas and New Year's only a couple of weeks away, people are already starting to reflect on this year, think about future goals for next year, as well as get their summer plans organised. And as this is the last week that us Wire hosts and producers will be interviewing people, I thought my last discussion with Brooke should regard these end-of-year thoughts. So this morning I spoke to Brooke about her favourite political moments of the year, her goals for next year, and what her plans are for the summer.
It's really hard to pick a favourite moment in Parliament because there's just so many important things that are happening at any given time. But one issue that I was really proud to bring to Parliament was that I led the debate on the serious human rights abuses that occurred against the Uyghur people in China. And I think it was really important that we had that debate at the Parliament cross-party, that everybody agreed that it is a serious issue that does deserve scrutiny. And I've spoken to members of the Uyghur community who are here in New Zealand who are so thankful that there are people in New Zealand who are aware of the plight of Uyghur and other ethnic minorities in China, and that we are bringing a bit of light to the shadowy topic.
What was one action the government made this year that was a highlight for you?
That is so much more of a harder question than the last one. Something that the government has done, it's really hard to actually pinpoint anything that the government's done that I really do agree with. One aspect, though, would be that we did eventually get a self-isolation model set up for MIQ and for community care. The real issue that I have, though, is that it just took so long and that members of the community, GPs, people who are clinical specialists were telling us that they wanted this in place months and months ago. I'm glad that they've finally brought it through because we did actually need a way of moving forward so that people can move around the country and people can self-isolate at home rather in the facility.
Are there any political highlights for you from the National Party?
Oh, I don't really focus too much on the National Party, to be honest. I would say that we work well together and it's been wonderful to meet some of the new colleagues, seeing as we've been around a year in this place together, and getting to know a few of them on places like the Business Committee and the Health Committee. In terms of their legislation and things that have been going through the House, not so much. I've just been focused on the ACT Party and what we've been putting forward, like housing discussion documents and making sure that we're going out and listening to New Zealanders. And we went around about 50 towns this year, listening to New Zealanders and their concerns and bringing those back to Parliament and voicing them.
Are there any areas where you think ACT could have performed better this year?
I think we have done really well in the scheme of things. I don't tend to focus too much on the polling, but I have seen that we have been listening to New Zealanders, and that has been reflected by the increase of not only just doubling our support, but growing it even further. One aspect that I probably would like to be able to do more of, and that has been just a factor of COVID, is being able to actually talk with more people in person. And certainly that's what I'm aiming to achieve next year, is being able to go back into those communities that we haven't been able to see face-to-face for many months.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, just regarding future goals. What are some things you would like to tackle next year, or, some conversations you'd like to see brought to light?
Well, certainly going back into communities would have to be something I'm really itching to do. But one thing that's been on my mind is PharmAc, and that's the medicines buying agency, and I'd like to bring more light to that. I've been speaking over this last year to so many wonderful people who don't have life-saving medication in New Zealand because PharmAc have decided that their lives aren't worth it. And they want to know how PharmAc is actually making those calculations, the decisions about them and their family members' lives. Now, the government put in place a inquiry into PharmAc and how it operates. Now, last week, the interim report on that came out, but the interim report said we haven't been able to make a meaningful analysis of PharmAc because PharmAc hasn't actually given us the information that we want. So my goal for the next few months over Christmas and into the new year will be to continue advocating for a transparent process, because it's just not right that we have a government agency that's actively withholding information from the public and from an independent review when the decisions that they make are actually life and death decisions for New Zealanders.
And speaking of your plans over Christmas and New Year's, what are some of those plans you have for summer?
Well, this is probably not what Aucklanders in particular want to hear, because you've been locked down for so long. But what happened for me was at the beginning of the lockdown, I was stuck in Wellington for nearly 3.5 months. So I haven't been home and been in my home up in Auckland for quite a while. So I'm actually hoping to head up and spend a little bit of time in there, as I assume most Aucklanders will probably be wanting to get away. And one thing that I was horrified to see when I actually finally got back was that my kitchen tap was leaking. So I had my first home improvement trip to Bunnings, and I managed to fix it myself. So I'm feeling really hopeful that I can tackle a few more renovation projects over the summer break.
So you're not going to hit any summer festivals, Brooke?
No, no summer festivals are on my plan. But I do need to get back out into the sun, because even just being up in Auckland and walking down the street, I managed to get sunburnt. So I've been very depleted from sun down here in Wellington over the last few months, and I do need to build that back up. But yeah, I just want to relax, get a little bit of sun, see how my house is going. But I also want to spend a little bit of time with family and friends that don't really get to see me throughout the rest of the year. And I hope that's the same for everybody in New Zealand. I hope they also get to spend a little bit of time with family and friends that they don't usually get the time with.
That was ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden speaking with me about her favourite political moments of the year, goals for next year, as well as her summer plans.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.